This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Early voting for the November 21st runoff continues through Saturday, with Secretary of State Tom Shedler not yet ready to predict whether voter turnout will exceed last month's.
You know, the science is not becoming any easier.
Turnout for the October 24th primary election was a dismal 38.5%.
History would tell you that we would be below 38.5. I think this time we'll at least match that or maybe increase it. So it goes along with everything else in politics today. It's kind of gone against the mainstream of what you would expect.
Shedler is referring to the polls in the governor's race, which are showing Democrat John Bel Edwards leading Republican David Vitter. Are there other indicators that the polls may be right, like an uptick in early voting by African Americans who traditionally vote Democratic?
We had, I think, a 25-point-something in October. We're at about 26%, 26.12, so not a significant increase.
With so much being made of David Vitter's prior moral failures, are women coming to vote at rates higher than their 54% majority of registered voters? Shedler said he hasn't broken out this early voting by gender, but
we did see pretty much straight down those lines in October that female voted that 54-55%.
Shedler says overall 90% of those early voting this time also early voted in the October primary. And frankly, it's hard to interpret what any of this may mean for the final results.
We think that we will do at least as good as October, maybe a few ticks above, maybe 40, 41, maybe even 42. But we'll wait and kind of call that after Saturday.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.